It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Hello, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. It's your daily sports dump. It's today. It's always today, but today it's March 9th, 2020. One of my friends has a birthday today, and I got to figure out who it is. But that's for later. As for today, we've got plenty for you. Now, if you didn't hear last week's episodes, especially last Friday, I had a conversation with former Marlins president and host of Nothing Personal with David Sampson, David Sampson. And we talked about the CBA in the NFL. He thinks it's going to pass. He's on the side of management and thinks it's a good deal for the players. I don't know if it's going to pass, and I don't think it's a good deal for the players. And we talked about that a little bit. It's a cool, interesting conversation. So if you want to check that out, go back into the archives. But for now, we have plenty to keep you satisfied, hopefully, if we ever did have enough to keep you satisfied. We've got a couple of our regular segments today, and I realize, well, these baseball previews, these segments, we've got enough for a full episode here. Even without jokes, which is a good thing, because apparently Quincy's hands are just riddled with blisters as he has acquired hand, foot, and mouth from his kid, because that's what kids get you, is hand, foot, and mouth and other things like that. So if you're out there thinking about kids, just think about that. Now, on to one of our favorite segments, of course. We abandoned it on Friday because we did our interview with Mr. Sampson. But it's back today, and it's back with a vengeance. CBS Sportsline, of course, they have been our go-to in our mock draft update. Now, CBS Sportsline has an entire mock draft central with three professional mock draft experts. I am an amateur mock draft expert. But unlike these experts, I'm only doing one mock draft because I'm an expert. These draft experts, however, will be doing multiple drafts, and that's what's keeping us going and keeping this segment going. So today's is the weekly draft from Ryan Wilson. I think we've mentioned his mock drafts before. Thank you, Ryan. And again, folks, just so you know, if you're unfamiliar with the segment, I'm going to go through this mock draft so you don't have to. Because you don't need any mock drafts, probably for another month and a half. But they keep pumping them out, and I'm going to keep going through them and telling you why there's no need for you to read them. So, let's begin with today's. Again, Ryan Wilson. Thank you, Ryan. Things will start to change in our weekly mock draft when free agency officially gets underway on March 18. Okay, so you can read that sentence again as, there's really no need for me to be doing any of this or you to be reading this until at least March 18. That's my translation. And let's see, an added bonus. This is our first three-round mock draft, though not our last. Okay, so now we're up to three rounds, 100 players. I'm going to guess he's going to get maybe three or four of them right. Now, our mock draft will be a full mock draft, but we're only doing it once, so we don't have to get into all this. Ultimately, we're doing far less. All right, let's get it for all the picks. Let's get to it. You know what? That's all you needed. I gave you your entire mock draft update for today. The one thing I'll say about this mock draft is he says 20 wide receivers in the first 100 picks. One out of every five picks is a wide receiver. We shall see. Again, you don't need to see for another month. So now we shall move on, folks. And before we do, I want to talk for a second. I know I teased that NFLPA thing. This is, you can call it a rant. I'm not planning it as a rant, but it has every potential to turn into one. Because one comment I want to make about the NFL Players Association signing this collective bargaining agreement. This weekend, NFL owners, some are reported, now nobody put their name on this, of course, but it got leaked out to ESPN, as everything the owners want does, that some of the owners would be happy with a no vote. Because then they could renegotiate the whole thing. If I'm an NFL player hearing that, I say vote no and wipe it all off the table and start over with asking for 10 times as much. Because that's what the NFL wants to scare you into thinking they're going to do. But they've got so much TV money on the line, they can't afford for this not to go through. They cannot afford for a work stoppage. I know players don't think they can either, but the NFL owners are acting scared, and they're giving it away by going, oh, great, go ahead, vote no. That's what I want you to do. They're like children. So if there's anyone of our, you know, dozen or so listeners who has access to the NFL Players Association, please get them this message that it's time to vote no and just stick it to the NFL as hard as you can. That's my thought, at least. All right. Now on to another sport that isn't being played right now. You know, if you folks liked Premier League soccer, I could talk about that. I mean, Leicester City just scored a goal as I'm talking to you. But I haven't gotten the feedback that you guys love that yet. However, Champions League soccer tomorrow and Wednesday. If you're home during the day, if you've been quarantined, if you have coronavirus, it's time for you to discover Champions League soccer. So check that out. It's on one of the TBS TNT channels. That's my plug. And now, it's our baseball preview. Dun, 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 dun. We've got two teams to preview for you today, both with roots in Boston, a city that my wife went to college in, a city that I hold a grudge against simply because of their baseball team. Now, we will start with the Boston Red Sox today, a team that started out as the Boston Americans in 1901, winning a World Series, in fact, at some point between then and 1907. Then they became the Boston Red Sox, the team I've hated my entire life, where they went to the playoffs 23 times and won 8 World Series. Now, all I'm going to talk to you about the Red Sox, especially since I'm not a fan, is bad things. First of all, Dave Dombrowski won them a World Series. But he did it by sacrificing perhaps the next 10 years of the franchise. And I'm just fine with that now. But what I want to point out is a trade the Red Sox made. The Red Sox traded Mookie Betts, who is probably their best position player since Carl Yastrzemski, maybe even since Ted Williams. And then you got to go back to Babe Ruth if you want to find the greatest position player on the Red Sox. And as I look at some parallels, I see that the 1918 Boston Red Sox won the World Series. And then they traded, after the 1919 season, Babe Ruth. So after that happened for the Red Sox, they went 26 years without a playoff appearance and 85 years without a World Series. Now, isn't that interesting? Wouldn't it be something if the exact same thing happened to the Red Sox now? I sure would like that. So let's hope that happens to them. Also, Chris Sale, I've been told, this is a little Red Sox info, if you listen to the interview last week with David Sampson, he said that the injury that's going to keep Chris Sale out for a week or two is most likely going to turn into Tommy John surgery. There's no jokes or anything with that. I just wanted to share that news with anyone who is a Red Sox fan. Thank you. Is it petty? Yes, but that's the age we're in. And quite frankly, if I was a Red Sox fan, I would be dismissing everything I said because of all the success you've had in your history. Just forestalling all the people who were awful people and cheaters on the team, still some success. So the Red Sox are going to be bad. We don't really get into records or anything like that. This is a team that's going to be different than most because I have such a grudge against them. So I'm not going to say anything good about them, really. They're going to be in a cheating scandal soon that's going to come out. Hopefully everyone's going to turn around. After the Red Sox won, I saw a lot of Red Sox hats being worn and everything. And then, of course, Boston generated, you know, they had the bombing there, which generated a lot of sympathy, and that brought more Boston hats in there, and I don't blame them for that. But now we've got enough time. Enough time is gone. We can start hating Boston again. So I want to lead the charge to do that, and I think this team's going to be very hateable. So if you have a chance, go out, check them out, and please heckle them at whatever park you're closest to. Now, the other team we're looking at today, pardon me for a moment, it's my coronavirus button, is the Atlanta Braves. All right, now the Atlanta Braves, what's interesting about them, well, you might say nothing, and you could be right in something like that. They have no fan support. My wife went to John Smoltz's 3,000th strikeout game and just bought tickets like outside the stadium. You would think for a big game like that, it would be a sellout. But no, it wasn't. Now, the Atlanta Braves, let me tell you a couple things about them. They started out in Boston as well, even before the Red Sox. So they started out in 1876 as the original Boston Red Stockings. That team was not very good, never won a World Series. And then they became the Boston Bean Eaters. And they were fairly successful, going to 6 World Series in a little over 20 years, but winning none of them. Boy, these Braves are pretty bad. And then they went to become the Boston Doves for 3 years. That team was awful, but not as awful as the Boston Rustlers, which they were for 1 year, the worst year of their history. They won 29% of their games as the Boston Rustlers in 1911. Now, at this time, you already have the Red Sox also in Boston, so things are getting a little tight. And in fact, this team disappeared. After 1911, there is no record of the Boston anything. But they came back in 1936 as the Boston Bees. Bees? Yes, Bees. And for 4 years, they were the Boston Bees, and then they were the Boston Braves. Oh, I'm sorry. I've made a mistake, folks. They were the Boston Braves from 1912 to 1952, but apparently for 4 years within that time, they changed to the Bees. This is very hard to keep track of, but I'll go through it all in just a moment. And then they kept the name of the team and moved the city in 1953 to Milwaukee. All right. And then in 1965, they went from Milwaukee to Atlanta. So you're going from Boston to Milwaukee to Atlanta. Little Bermuda Triangle there across the eastern United States. And just to recap, this team has been the Red Stockings, Bean Eaters, Doves, Rustlers, Bees, Braves, and Braves. They've been to 17 World Series, and they've won 3. Woo! My goodness. The Atlanta Braves have been to the playoffs 21 times and won 1 World Series. That is a very bad ratio. And now for a team that has been around for, let's see, 145 years, they have a staggeringly low number of really great players. They only have 3 really good hitters. There's Hank Aaron, there's Eddie Matthews, who's a little overrated, and there's Chipper Jones, might be a little underrated. Those are their only real good hitters, like Hall of Fame hitters. You got Dale Murphy, and you got Andrew Jones, blah, 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 blah. They are, however, known for great pitchers, and they have 6 of the best pitchers in the history of the game. Kid Nichols, Warren Spahn, Phil Niekro, of course, and then the 3 guys who are on the same team, which is pretty amazing that Greg Maddux, John Smoltz, and Tom Glavin, 3 Hall of Famers, were on the same pitching staff that won 1 World Series in all those years. This is a very sad franchise, actually, folks. I'm getting sad just talking about it. Now, the Braves are apparently pretty good this year, and that division is all pretty good. But honestly, I don't know many of the players on the team, and we're not all about talking about the team. We're just trying to find some interesting facts for you guys. A few things I will say. Go back and look at some early pictures of Joe Torre on the Braves. He is the missing link between man and Cro-Magnons at that point in his life. So there's some real good-looking players on this team over history, and you might want to look at some of their pictures on baseballreference.com, which is where I'm getting a lot of my information here, folks. So the Braves and the Red Sox are 2 teams going in opposite directions, but both starting out in Boston. The Braves are getting better. The Red Sox are, at least hopefully, getting worse. And those are your 2 baseball updates or baseball team previews, if you can even call that what it is. I don't know. If I got any interface with some of my listeners, I'd be able to tailor the show to them more particularly. So if you want to follow us on Sports Dump Show on Twitter, feel free to do that. You can also go to the_sports_dump. And when we get 100 followers on my Instagram, I'm going to put up another picture. We only need 3 more. And then, of course, you can listen to us, rate us, and review us. Apparently, I'm told that that's a very important thing. So the review, please, be as long and condescending as you like with your review. I only ask that you give a 5-star review. And then if you want to be as mean as you can, please leave that in the written portion of the review, because I don't think they read those. And that's about it. We will have jokes again for you tomorrow, I'm told, even though Quincy's fingers are all covered in blisters. So he's good when he's angry, and it sounds like he's angry. So look forward to some angry jokes tomorrow. And we'll be previewing 2 more teams, including the New York Mets and the New York Yankees. All right, this is your Daily Sports Dump. Have a good one. Bye.